It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 8 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director Paul Ramo with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Camby High School for tonight's girls basketball game. Camden Conference matchup tonight between the Camby Lancers. They're hosting the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. The Lancers come in with a record of 5 wins, 7 losses. Dawson Boyd, 4-9. Join me on the broadcast for his second broadcast, Mitchell Silty. Mitchell's an intern at KOQP Radio Sports and Radio. And Mitchell, thanks for putting the headset on again.
Thanks for having me again, Paul.
Yeah, your very first broadcast was Tuesday night in Montevideo, and you opened up big.
Yeah, it was a great game for the first broadcast.
And the Montevideo crowd was loud, wasn't it?
Oh, very loud. It was an exciting atmosphere.
That's right. Well, glad Mitchell's on the broadcast with us tonight. We turn our attention to Camden Conference girls action tonight between the Lancers and the Blackjacks. Dawson Boyd, they're coming off a win on Tuesday, Mitchell, against Yellow Medicine East.
Yep, they won 62-57, snapping their 5-game losing streak.
All right, and see if they can keep it going. And Camby, on the other hand, how the Lancers have done the last few times?
They're coming off a 73-30 loss to Central Minnesota Christian, but they have a 4-1 home record with their only loss coming to Lakeview by 2 points. So we'll see if they can rebound here tonight.
And Camby coach Jeff Thompson was just up here. We visited with him a little bit about that loss in Prinsburg on Tuesday when the Lancers only scored 30 points. Mm-hmm. And Coach Thompson kind of said, he didn't have this team ready to play, did he?
Nope. For a team that averages 50 points typically on offense, they'll go out and only score 30. It's a little bit of a letdown, but hopefully they're in good position to rebound here tonight and score a little more points.
All right. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. Of course, starting lineups all season long brought to you by your State Farm Insurance agent, Tony Orata, in Camby and Madison. For the visiting Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, your starters, number one, a senior guard, Ayanna Hasted. Hasted's 5'8" and a guard, as I mentioned. Number five, Kaylin Jorgensen. Kaylin's 5'9" forward, senior. Number 13, 6-foot senior post player, Haley Anderson. Number 15, a sophomore, 5'5" guard, Alyssa Swedinski. And number 23, 5'5" senior guard, Allie Essling. The Blackjacks are coached by Rachel Hawkinson and assisted by Terry White. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. For the Camby Lancers tonight, number four, Emily Nelson. Nelson's a 5'8" sophomore guard. Number five, Addie Dreesen. Dreesen's a 5'5" sophomore guard. Number 10, Josie Frank. Frank is a 5'7" forward junior. And number 14, Ella Thompson, 5'7" forward sophomore. I can't read Jeff Thompson's writing here, Mitchell. Supposed to circle the starters here for me, and it's either Brent Cockleman or Thompson. We'll see who starts there. Of course, the Lancers are coached by Jeff Thompson, assisted by Dwayne Cockleman and Janae Wright. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Once again, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent here in Madison. I want to wish a happy birthday to Camby's Jordan Jostock. Jordan, the eighth grader, celebrating a birthday today. How old was she, did they say? 14, something like that?
I believe so, yep.
So happy birthday, Jordan. B-Squad game was pretty close there for a while, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a 5-point win by the Camby Lancers, but it was a very competitive basketball game.
28-23, Camby over Dawson Boyd in B-Squad action. Mitchell, I'll turn it over to you, and why don't you give us some interesting facts about each of these teams here tonight.
So the Dawson Boyd, as you said, has a record of 4-9, which is good enough for fourth in the Camden North. They have a 2-7 section record going along with a 3-6 conference record. and they're 1-4 on the road, so we'll see if they can improve upon that here tonight. And then as for the Canby Lancers, they have a 5-7 record, as you said, a 4-5 section record to go along with a 5-4 conference record. And they are 5-1 versus Dawson over the last five seasons, so have very good success against the Black Jackets.
All right, so Canby's the last six meetings between Canby and Dawson Boyd. Canby's won five of them, you said?
Yep, Dawson won last year.
Okay.
Yep, they won 48-36 last season.
Okay. And Canby's got a young team, so does Dawson, don't they? But Canby's,
yep.
I don't think they start a senior, do they?
I don't believe so, no.
Yep, Kaylee Verhelst, I believe, is the only senior on the Canby roster. So.
Yep.
All right, let's take a look at the schedule tonight in girls basketball in the Camden Conference. Central Minnesota Christian, kind of a surprise a little bit. We knew they were going to be good, but they have 11 wins already. They're 11-3. They're in Cottonwood tonight to take on Lakeview. Tracy Milroy Ballatin's at Redwood Valley in a non-conference game. Benson Braves, they're hosting Yellow Medicine East. They're 4-11. The Sting are Medicine East on Tuesday. Wilmer Community Christian, they're at Ortonville. That in girls basketball. Boys basketball in the Camden Conference. Ortonville is at Yellow Medicine East. KMS and Tracy Milroy Ballatin tonight. Both teams are 8-5. And here's a good game tonight. Central Minnesota Christian is at Mineota. Mineota hosting the Blue Jays. Mineota 11-3 this season. Blue Jays 6-5. So that's always a battle between the Vikings and the Blue Jays. And of course, Team United Wrestling. Kind of a change of schedule here. United is in Adrian this afternoon. They took on Redwood Valley at 5 o'clock, and haven't got a result on that yet, a score, but hopefully we'll get some soon. Then they wrestle Adrian after that. I think it's next Tuesday. We'll have wrestling for you on Q92. Team United will host, they're in Montevideo, host Sauk Center's coming in, and I'm not sure who the other two teams are, but Dick Newman and Danny Lee will be broadcasting Team United next Tuesday here on Q92. Let's take a look at the standings in the Camden Conference and girls basketball. It's just the leaders in the Camden Norris Central Minnesota Christian. They're in first place with their 12-3 record, 9-1 in the conference. The Camden South finds the Mineola Vikings in first place. They're 13-2, and the Vikings are undefeated in conference play at 9-0. Boys Camden Conference North. First place, Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, 14-1. If you were with us last Tuesday in Montevideo, Thunderhawks handed the Blackjacks their first loss of the season. Blackjacks are undefeated in Camden Conference play at 7-0. South Camden Conference in boys basketball, Mineota in first place with their 11-3 record. They're 5-1 in the Camden Conference. So that's your leaders in the Camden Conference in both boys and girls basketball. Well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show here in Camby tonight. We'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem, and we'll come back with the opening tip-off between the Camby Lancers and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks.
Eating healthy is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest Seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Of course, brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089. With Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with Agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Welcome back to Cambie High School, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Mitchell Silty. Cambie and Dawson ready to tip it off here in a little bit. Are you excited, Mitchell?
Absolutely. This looks like it's going to be a very exciting basketball game.
Yeah, we got a great vantage point to call the game here, right?
Yep, we can see every aspect of the court from up here.
All right, the introductions are being made tonight by Nicole Radicek.
Yep, Radicek.
Radicek, got to say that last name. Nicole does a super job. She's doing the PA tonight, filling in for Dawn Clarkstein, who's Dawn's the best PA announcer around. And so Nicole is filling in for her, and we chatted with Nicole before the game, and she was pretty excited to do the PA.
Yeah, she seemed very excited about this opportunity.
All right, here we go. Lancers and the Blackjacks. Lancers in their home blue. Blackjacks in their away. Black and white. And I always get confused. Is it gold or yellow? I'll have to check what the official color is there. Here we go. Blackjacks and the Lancers. Opening tip-off. And the Blackjacks get the possession. And here's Allie Essling. Crossing mid-court. Throws it to Halstead. What kind of zone are the Lancers setting up here?
Appears to be a 2-3 zone by Cambie to start.
Lancers, Blackjacks turn it over. They threw the ball away. Here are the Lancers quickly up the floor. Here's a three-pointer by Cockleman from the baseline. No good. And Sodinski picks the rebound up, and he throws it all the way down the floor to Talon. And it goes over Talon's head out of bounds. Two quick turnovers here by the Blackjacks. Blackjacks need to keep the turnovers down. Mm-hmm. That's kind of been their Achilles heel this season. No score between Cambie and Dawson Boyd. Lancers with the possession. Here's a three-pointer by Emily Nelson. And boom, Emily Nelson with a three-pointer. And it's 3-0, full court press put on by the Cambie Lancers. And it works. They steal the ball. Dreesen goes in for the layup and scores. Dreesen with the basket. And it's in Cambie. Now the Blackjacks throw the ball away again. Not a good start for Dawson Boyd. Here come the Lancers. And Cockleman puts it up for three from the baseline. No good. Anderson with the rebound. 5-0, Cambie. Dawson Boyd with the possession. Halstead out front. 2-3 zone, as Mitchell said. Essling to Swazinski for three from way out. Hit the back iron, no good. And they're fighting for the rebound. Last touch by Halstead. And it's going to be Cambie Lancer basketball. Lancers will inbound the ball. They lead 5-0. Just played a couple minutes here of the first half here in Cambie tonight. Here's Nelson, drives the baseline, puts a shot up. She's fouled, I think, on Haley Anderson or Jorgensen. And we'll see who the foul's on here. Who's the foul on, Mitchell?
Appears to be number 13, Anderson, for Dawson Boyd.
At the free throw line is Emily Nelson. The ball in and out, rattled in and out. Emily Nelson, a sophomore, wears number 4. Her second free throw's on its way, and that's nothing but net. Four of the 6 points for Cambie belong to Emily Nelson to start the game. Dawson Boyd with the possession. They have yet to score. Essling for three from way out. Hit the rim. Halstead chases the rebound down, then goes to the basket. Shot up. No good. Halstead gets her own rebound. That shot won't go. Anderson with the rebound. Her shot won't go, and Anderson falls. How about that?
That was very good by Dawson to get on the offensive glass.
I think they had 3 offensive rebounds there. But couldn't get it to go, but Anderson's at the free throw line. Ball was on number 13, Cockleman. Free throw is, it rolled off, no good. Anderson's second free throw on its way, and that's no good. We've got a lane violation. Haley stepped over the free throw line. 6-0. Cambie leading Dawson Boyd.
Looks like a bit of a 1-3-1 press for Dawson Boyd on the inbounds.
Let's see if Cambie... Oh, Hassley got a hand on, almost stole the ball. Nice job by Ayanna. But the Lancers get it down the floor. Here's Nelson for three. Emily Nelson hits another three-pointer. And she's starting out on fire here for the Lancers. 7 points for Nelson. And now a foul, a reach-in foul, I think, on Emily as Essling was dribbling the ball down the side court.
Great job by Camby breaking that press and finding the open shooter.
Yeah, Nelson, how about Nelson? Two three-pointers and a free throw. And we haven't even played 3 minutes of the game. Blackjacks with the ball. They're down 9-0. Ball's loose. Top to the key. Swazinski. Alyssa wanted to drive. Essling. Essling's going to go to the basket. Lays it up left hand. What a play by Allie Essling. How about that? Allie drove to the basket. Laid it up with her left hand. And the Blackjacks get a score, a basket here. They're down 9-2. Camby passing the ball around the perimeter. Thompson. Now here's Nelson Thompson for three. That hits the side of the rim. No good. Bounces all the way out to midcourt. Allie Essling picks it up. Allie's going in for the layup and scores.
Great job by Dawson Boyd getting out in transition there.
And the Lancers, all of a sudden, it was 9-9-4. Here's a three-pointer by Guess. Oh, Emily Nelson! What in the world is going on here? Nelson with her third three-pointer. It's 12-4. Now the Blackjacks throw the ball away at midcourt. Dreesen picks it up. What is... Give the ball to Emily Nelson, I would. Let her shoot, right? Wow, Nelson is on fire. Here's a three-point by Frank. That's no good. And Stratmon, who's into the game for the first time, ties up the ball with Cockleman. 12-4 Camby.
Very hot start by Camby coming out the gate.
10 points. Oh, here's a three-point shot. No good. Rebound underneath there. Swazinski and no Hasted, and then she loses the ball. Nelson with the ball shot, no good. Hasted with the ball. We got like a brawl going on down there. It was a boy. Wasn't that something?
Very competitive in the paint to start this game. Both teams trying hard for the rebound.
Almost looked like a wrestling match going on between Hasted and Nelson. Blackjacks get the possession. They're down 12-4. Here's Stratmon. Stratmon across midcourt. Loses the ball. We got a whistle. A foul on Canby. On Stratmon. So Hasted will inbound the ball at midcourt. Dawson Boyd down 12-4. 13:43 to play in the first half. Stratmon with the ball. Hasted. Remember, Stratmon is only in eighth grade. Here's Essling, top of the key three, trying to bank it in. Stratmon gets the rebound. Now gets it over to Swazinski. Quick shot by Alyssa. That's no good, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Haley Anderson. Camby gets the ball. You can hear the Blackjack fans in front of us.
Yep.
12-4 Camby. A little press put on here by the Blackjacks, huh?
Yep. The full court press. We'll see if Camby can break it like they did before.
Danielson into the game. She crosses midcourt. Camby sets up their offense. Here's a three-pointer by Dreesen. Off the back iron. No good. Goes into the corner. Picked up by Danielson. Here's a three-pointer by Thubsman. Boom! How about that?
Great shot.
Ella Thubsman with a three-pointer and a timeout by Coach Rachel Hawkinson. It's a 10-point lead for Camby, 14-4, with 12:57 to play here in the first half. We'll take a commercial break. We'll be back with more Blackjack and Lancer basketball right here on Q92.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Welcome back to Canby, 14-4, a 10-point lead for the Canby Lancers. Timeout's over by Coach Rachel Hawkinson. And here's Claire Stratmon bringing the ball up the floor for Dawson Boyd. They're down by 12-20 to play in the first half. Stratmon, an eighth grader, throws it right in the ring to Essling. Essling for three, off the rim, no good. Ball ricochets all the way out to the free throw line. And then Camby's Danielson picks it up. She's off and running, and she's fouled by Essling. 14-4, Canby. Canby Conference matchup tonight. Kind of a quiet crowd tonight, isn't it, Mitchell?
Yeah, much quieter than the one we had last Tuesday.
Yeah, last Tuesday was kind of raucous in Montevideo. Here's a long three-pointer by Treason. No good. Rebound underneath. Shot put up by Danielson. That won't go. And Jorgen Talen grabs the rebound for Dawson Boyd. Nice rebound there by Jorgensen. Hasted, Essling. Top of the key to Hasted. 14-4, Canby. Stratmon all the way across to Essling. Essling drives to the basket, underneath the basket. Now kicks it out. Here's Stratmon for three, and that's no good. Off the rim. Rebounded by Nelson. Emily Nelson has 10 points. 10 of the 14 points for Canby. Nelson kicks it out. And here's a three-pointer from the side by Dreesen. No good. Goes way up in the air. And then grabbing the rebound was Danielson and Jorgensen. And possession belongs to the Blackjacks.
Danielson's been a nice spark coming off the bench, coming in and getting those rebounds for Canby.
Who's that?
Danielson.
Oh, Danielson, okay. Blackjacks with the ball. They quickly go on the floor. Jorgensen underneath the basket. Puts the shot up off the glass. That won't fall. Rebounded by the Blackjacks. Hasted, top of the key three, off the glass, no good. And getting the rebound is Treason, and she is fouled by Stratmon, I believe. Claire must have reached in there. And Claire Stratmon with her first personal foul. 11:03 on the clock here. Coach Jeff Cousin pacing back and forth. Coach Rachel Hawkinson doing the same thing. Canby with the ball. Treason. Here's a three-point shot put up there by Danielson. That's no good. Goes into the corner, and trying to save the ball from going out of bounds was Kaylee Verhelst, and her big toe got on the line there, it looked like. So turnover there. But I think Coach Sussman just called a timeout, so 10:50 to go in the first half. Canby 14, Dawson Boyd 4. We'll be right back after this.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Canby, everyone. Coming out of commercial break, Haley Anderson for Dawson Boyd grabbed the rebound and put it up and in for Haley's first points. And then Canby turned the ball over. It's 14-6 Canby. And now Canby gets the ball back. 10:08 to play in the first half. The Lancers lead 14-6. as we pick up the action here. And, oh, Hasted steals the ball. Nice play by Anna. You know, Anna doesn't really get a lot of stats, but she gets after it. Stratmon for a long three. Swish! Claire Stratmon hits a big three-pointer. That's 9:47 to go here in the first half. And cuts into that Camby lead, 14. Driving to the basket for Camby was Danielson. And she scores on the drive to the basket. And Ava will go to the free throw line, try to make it a three-point play. And the foul is on number 13, Haley Anderson. Anderson's second personal foul, and she's going to come out of the game. Got Lindsay Lund in for Dawson Boyd. Danielson at the free throw line and missed her free throw. Lindsay grabs the rebound, gets it over to Sosinski. Here's Essling, 16-9 Camby. Essling goes to the basket, lays it up, and a foul on Camby. And that will put Allie Essling to the free throw line. 16-9 Camby. Gotta give a shout out to one of the referees. Wayne Hennon is reffing. Free throw good by Essling. Of course, Wayne's daughter, Grace Hennon, outstanding basketball player for Mineota. Essling's second free throw is no good. Rebounded there by Camby. Here comes Camby down the floor. Shot put up there by, and she gets her own rebound, and then another shot there by Ava Danielson. That shot won't go. She had two shots there, couldn't get him to fall. And there's Ayanna Hasted with another rebound for Dawson Boyd. Essling's going right to the basket, uses her left hand. Oh, she's short on the layup. Nice move there, though, wasn't
it? Yep, it was the right idea by Essling to go while Camby was still trying to get back.
Danielson. Here's a shot in the paint by Danielson. No good. Ball bounced back and forth. Swazinski grabs the board. Blackjacks are down by 6 points. 16-10 Camby.
See if Dawson can take advantage of the not having to go against the press by Camby on the missed shot.
Now, oh, another turnover there by the Blackjacks. Swazinski tried to get it into Essling tried to get it into Swazinski and couldn't. Now here's Nelson down low. She shot it over the rim. No good. Nice pass though there. I believe it was from Cockleman. So here comes Dawson Boyd across midcourt. They're down by 6 points. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Camby tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92. We're also streaming online on KLQPFM.com. Essling going one-on-one there with Cockleman, and a whistle by the referees. What happened there, Mitch?
It looked like a blocking foul on 14 for Camby, I think.
Okay. No, number 12.
Number
they 12? Got Verhelst. Some substitutes coming in. Audrey Henges in for Camby, her first action tonight. At the free throw line for Dawson Boys, Allie Essling. And a free throw in and out, no good. Henges with the rebound. Here's Cockleman bringing it across midcourt. She was our player of the game a couple weeks ago against Lacaparle Valley.
Dawson looking like they switched to a man-to-man defense.
Oh, nice block by Hasted. That was Danielson trying to go in for a layup, and Hasted blocked it. Now the Lancers throw the ball away. Well, wait a minute. One of the referees are going to change the mind. The referee said it was tipped by Dawson Boyd. Dawson fans not liking that.
Nope, but still, it was a great defensive possession by Dawson right there.
16-10 Camby. Camby will inbound the ball. Cockleman gets it in play. To Danielson, puts up a shot at the free throw line. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Camby. Here's a three-pointer by Dreesen. And Jorgens, Rachel, into the game, gets the rebound. Here's Ayanna, the senior. Left, right wing, Sosinski puts up a quick three. That glanced off the rim. Jorgens with the rebound. Jorgens looking for some of the pass two. Now gets it to Stratmon. Here's Hasted. Hasted for three. Hard off the glass. No good. Picked up by Canby's Ava Danielson. Quickly down the floor. Up to Dreesen. Her shot. No good. Canby keeps... Danielson... Driving to the baskets, Cockleman lays it up and in. Cockleman, Bryn, scores her first points of the game.
It's a great pump fake by Cockleman to free herself up for the drive.
18-10, Canby. 6:35 to play in the first half. Lindsay Lund with a quick shot. That's not going to fall. Picked up by Canby's number 21, Ava Danielson. Hands the ball off. Here's Hinges. Right wing to Dreesen. Now they're going to swing it to the other side. And Cockleman drives to the basket. She's fouled from behind.
Another great pump fake by Cockleman to get to the paint, at least draw the foul.
So, to the free throw line is Bryn Cockleman, a sophomore. Cockleman's free throw is up and no good. Four remains, an 8-point lead for Canby, 18-10. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. And we'll go through some of the other scores around the area in the Camden Conference tonight. Cockleman's second free throw is nothing but net for Bryn Cockleman. 19-10, and now Swazinski having trouble bringing the ball up the floor, and Dreesen ties her up. Possession belongs with the Lancers.
Camby's had a lot of success utilizing the full court press here in the first half.
I know, talking with Dawson Boyd's head coach Rachel Hawkinson, turnovers, they want to turn the turnovers, get the turnovers down. Camby with the possession. They lead 19-10, mostly by Emily Nelson. Nelson with 10 points here in the first half. Here's a shot by Hinges from the free throw line. No good. Nice rebound by Alyssa Swazinski, and she's going to bring the ball down the floor herself, and now a travel call. Good defense there by Emily Nelson, forcing Swazinski to travel right in front of the Canby bench.
Yep, we got her going a little too fast down there on the baseline sideline.
That's pretty good when you play great defense just a 2 feet from your head coach.
Yep.
You get noticed that way.
Absolutely.
Lancers with the possession, 19-10. They lead. Dawson Boyd in his Camden Conference game. Emily Nelson, right wing to number 21. She's going to drive to the basket. That's Danielson. Goes and scores. She actually used her left hand there. Yeah, pretty impressive move there for Danielson.
That was great ball movement by Canby, moving from side to side on passes.
Dawson Boyd, let's see if they can get back into it. Swazinski for three, and that's off the back iron. No good. Rebounded there by Hinges. Here come the Lancers with Dreesen. Over to Nelson. In the is Hinges, and she's going to drive to the on the baseline. Lays it up. No good. Rebounded Alyssa Swazinski. Over to Allie Essling. Essling in the paint. Top to the key. Hasted. Shot up by Ayana. That's no good. Rebounded by Kalen. Here's Allie Essling for three. Allie Essling for three. 8 points for Allie. It's 21-13. That 3-point shot to make can change things in a quick hurry, can it?
Absolutely. It is a great tool to have in your offensive arsenal.
Bobson just tried a three. She missed. Essling going down the floor. Pass it off to Swazinski on the baseline. Now Hasted. Ayana goes to the basket, lays it up. No good. Gets a rebound. She's hammered by a couple of Lancers. And Ayana Hasted will go to the free throw line. Ayana Hasted. Has the basketball. Down 21-13. Free throws up and good. Hasted gets on the board for the first time. And I'll get a second free throw, 21-14. And the free throw is nothing but net. Boy, Anna, that was a good free throw shooting, wasn't it, Matt?
Yep, two straight, nothing but net.
Lancers on offense, lose the ball in the paint, picked up by Jorgens. Rachel Jorgens picks up the loose ball, gives it to Ayana. Well, a big possession here for Dawson Boyd, 3:55 to go in the first half, down by six. Jorgens baseline shot, no good, and a good box out and rebound there by Josie Frank. Frank brings the ball up the floor herself, kicks it in the corner. Here's Nelson. Swings it all to the left wing. 21-15, Canby. 3:33 to play. They go down low, and Essling steals the ball. And Essling stepped out of... she step out of bounds?
It was either she stepped out or the ball hit out of bounds. I couldn't quite see from up here.
But it's going to be Canby ball?
Yep.
Hey, I think we got a timeout by Canby. So with 3:30 to play in the first half, it's Canby 21, Dawson Boyd 15. We'll take a break and be back with more basketball from Canby High School right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com. One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
All right, 23-15, Canby leading Dawson Boyd with 3:04 to go here in the first half. And Canby's number three, Hinges, just fouled Essling. And so Allie's at the free throw line, and her free throw's good. Essling with a free throw. She'll get a second free throw here. Coming in for Canby now is Addie Dreesen. Dawson Boyd has not had a lead here in the first half. Second free throw is no good. Bounced back and forth out of and into the hands of Emily Nelson. Mitch Nelson was hot in the first 5-6 minutes of the half, but she's hardly taken a shot.
Yeah, she really hasn't looked for a shot here late in the first half.
All right, Canby throws it underneath, picked off by Dawson Boyd. Here come the Blackjacks, and now they lose the ball in the paint. We're going the other way with Danielson. Lays it up, no good. Good defense there by Halstead. Here comes Ayana. Blackjacks down, 23-16. Essling's going to drive to the basket. Underhand, oh, lays it up and in. What a play by Allie Essling. Holy cow. Was that something or what?
That was a great effort to get the ball up and in for the end one chance.
It was an underhanded layup as she
was
falling down. And the foul was on 14. Thudson, and the free throw is good by Allie. I got her for 10, 11, 12 points. 23-19. Blackjacks getting closer here. As with 15 seconds to play, Hassett almost stole the ball again. Canby out at midcourt. They have the ball. Boy, Ayana has to play some great defense, doesn't she?
Yep, she has quick hands that really disrupt passes.
Nelson in the paint, spin move, throws the ball up against the backboard, no good, gets her own rebound, and that's no good, and Nelson, I think, will be going to the free throw line, followed by the Blackjacks, number 22, Jorgens, Rachel Jorgens, the senior, 23-19, and Nelson at the line, and the free throw is in and out, no good. Emily has 3 3-pointers here in the first half in a free throw. Those 3 3-pointers came like in the first 4 or 5 minutes of the half. Second free throw is good. It's 24-19. Here's Essling for three from the baseline and rolled in and out. No good. Boy, you should get a half a point for that or a point that was in the cylinder.
That was a great job by Dawson to move quickly to not let Canby set up their press.
24-19, Canby. Under 2 minutes to play here in the half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Nelson on the right wing. Now driving the baseline's number 10. That's Josie Frank and a one-handed shot there by Frank. And that's her first points of the game, Josie Frank. 26-19. Blackjacks then, knocking the ball out of bounds was Josie Frank. Blackjacks keep possession. Hasted will get the ball at midcourt. Hasted inbounds it to Sosinski. Alyssa drives baseline, throws it in the corner to Jorgens. Back to Alyssa. Alyssa sets up for a three. And from the baseline, no good. Rebounded there by Josie Frank. Here's Emily Nelson. To number five, Dreesen. Nelson. They throw it to the other side. Here's a three-pointer by Danielson. No good. Nice box out and rebound there by Allie Essling. And Allie's off and running for Dawson Boyd. She's going coast to coast. Oh, lays it up and in. Oh, my goodness. What a play again by Allie Essling.
We saw her when we were doing the Mineota game last week. When she gets ahead of steam going, she's really tough to guard.
Get out of the way, right?
Yep.
26-21. Now Essling steals the ball. Allie's going to go left-handed. She's fouled by Emily Nelson. I tell you what, Dawson Boyd's Allie Essling is on a mission here. What happened? Didn't the call fall in? What happened there?
That must have been a clean block, and it went out of bounds off her.
Wow. Okay, so Nelson will bring the ball. No foul there. 20 seconds to go in the first half, 26-21. Camby with the ball, leading by 5. 10 seconds. Shot clock is off. 5 seconds. Nelson in the corner. Here's a three-pointer. Danielson missed everything, and it goes out of bounds with 0.8 on the clock. We'll go to halftime here. Hasted will just inbound it. And Sosinski, a full court shot. Gave it everything she could. She came up a little short. 26-21. A little flurry there before half by Dawson, wasn't it?
Yep, great job by Dawson to get back into this game here right before half.
All right, we'll take a couple-minute break here. And we'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Right now at halftime here in Camby, the Camby Lancers 26, Dawson Boyd 21.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana, and today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome back to Canby, everyone. Paul Ramo here, along with Mitchell Silty. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. We're at halftime, Canby 26, Dawson Boyd 21, a 5-point lead for the Canby Lancers here. And Mitchell, your thoughts on the first half?
I thought it was a very competitive half by both teams. Turnovers really cost Dawson there, and they really struggled with Canby's full court press early on, it seemed.
Yep, Allie Essling, the hot hand here for Blackjacks. She's got 14 of the 21 points.
She really took over there late in the first half.
Yep. And Canby's done pretty well. Emily Nelson has just had such a hot hand the first couple minutes of the game, and then didn't really take a lot of shots after that, did she?
Really passive after the first couple minutes. So Canby's had great ball movement on offense. Very few dribbles, lots of passes. Coaches love when that happens.
Yep.
And they've gotten a good boost from Ava Danielson off the bench.
All right, let's go through the scoring here. In the first half for Dawson Boyd, Ayanna Hasted with two free throws. Haley Anderson with a bucket. Claire Stratmon. Claire hit a three-pointer. She has 3 points. And then the leading scorer is Allie Essling with 14. Allie does have a three-pointer. So four players scoring for Dawson Boyd: Hasted, Anderson, Stratmon, and Essling. For the Canby Lancers in the first half, six players have scored. Ella Thubson with a three-pointer. Josie Frank with a field goal. Addie Dreesen with a field goal. Ava Danielson with 6 points. Bryn Cockerman with 3 points. The Canby Lancers in the first half, Emily Nelson with 11. That's your scoring for the Lancers. And you have some stats there, Mitchell?
Yep. The leading rebounder for Dawson Boyd was Ayanna Hasted with 7 rebounds. And then the leading rebounder for Canby was Ava Danielson with 7 rebounds as well. And both teams have seemed to do a pretty good job of team rebounding here in the first half.
Yep. That's right. Very aggressive going for rebounds.
Yep, absolutely. You got to be tough when you want to go in and get those rebounds.
That's right. Let's go through some other scores in the Camden Conference. We're at halftime in Cottonwood. Central Minnesota Christian leading Lakeview 27-19. And in Benson, a non-conference game, Yellow Medicine East, in the second half already, leading Benson by 1 point, 32-31. That in girls basketball. Boys basketball, boy, we had a good one going on in Mineota. Central Minnesota Christian leading the Mineota Vikings on their home floor, 28-19, just a couple minutes before halftime. KMS 38, Tracy Milroy Ballaton 34 at the half. RTR beating Heron Lake Okabena Folda 51-27, that in the second half. And at halftime in Granite Falls, Yellow Medicine East and the Ortonville Trojans are tied up 25-25. And that's some scores in our Q92 listening area. And, you got anything else there? Did you want to mention or not?
No. Okay. You got it.
All right. I want to congratulate David Lepke. David has won the Teacher of the Year for grades 9 through 12 for the state of Minnesota from the VFW. And Mr. Lepke will go on to compete at the national level in the VFW National Citizenship Education Teacher Program. And so congratulations to David Lepke here in Canby. And Nicole Radicek. Did I say that right?
Radicek.
Right, okay. She joins me here at halftime. She's my halftime guest, because she's a public address announcer tonight.
Yep.
Talk about that. Do you like doing a public address announcing?
Yeah, it was my first time in a little bit.
Okay.
That I did it, so yeah.
Think DeLon's job is safe or not?
Yeah. Everyone in Canby loves whatever he announces, so yeah.
Well, you're doing a super job tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. You enjoy it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
for
cool.
For sure.
Good. You do a lot of things here in Canby, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I am the girls' basketball manager, and yeah, pretty much.
Yep, yeah, you're a junior?
Yep.
You're a Camby?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming up at halftime and visiting with us.
Yep.
And better get back or I'm going to start the second half. You're going to miss the PA announcing here.
Yeah, I got to go turn off the music.
Oh, you're running the music
yep.
too?
Yep.
Good choice, country music here.
Yeah.
Old-time country music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Nicole.
Yep.
All right. That's Nicole Radicek. Okay, we got it. Oh, man. Nicole's fun. She's fun to be around.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I mentioned that about David Lepke, a teacher here in Camby, and great award there for Mr. Lepke. All right, we'll take a break. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Hey, Fashionista Friday, tomorrow morning, 9:15 here on Q92. Monica will be in the studio. We can't wait for that. Fun show. All right, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, Mike.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel Inn on Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening, Paul Ramo? It's vacation time. Vacation, vacation, vacation. And Monica's Apparel and Accessories on Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson is filling up her vacation room with a ton of dresses and reversible dresses and skirts and tank tops and capris and sandals and everything for your vacation needs. But if you want to do a staycation and stay home, Monica is filled to the brim also with wonderful winter apparel. Stop in and see Monica on Chestnut Street today. Hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding features. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, second half underway here in Camby, and as we come out of commercial break there, number five, Dreesen just made a basket to start the second half, and Camby has a 28-21 lead. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here in Camby tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Dawson Boyd with the possession. Down by 7 points here as we start the second half. Essling, who has 14 points. Here's Swazinski for three, and boy, Alyssa's having a tough night shooting. Missed that. Picked up by the Lancers. Josie Frank. Here's Cockleman for three. Nothing but net for number 13, Bryn Cockleman. She's got 6 points. Looks like that press is on, Mitch.
Yep, looks like another full-court press to start the first half for Camby here.
31-21, and it works.
Yep.
Essling tying up, or Dreesen tying up Essling, possession with the Lancers. Yeah, Camby did that for most, or the start of the game, right?
Yep, when they could set it up, they sure utilized it.
Back to a 10-point lead for Camby.
Dawson appears to be in the 2-3 zone to start the second half here.
Frank, top of the key, to Nelson, to Frank. Number 13, Cockleman. Camby being patient. They're on the baseline. Now back out to Cockleman, to Nelson. Nelson drives, kicks it out. Here's a shot by Dreesen, a three-pointer. No good. Nice rebound there by Haley Anderson of the Blackjacks. 31-21, Camby. Blackjacks with the basketball. They go, has to try to force the ball into Anderson. Then she gets it and then scores. Nice play by Haley Anderson.
Great job by Dawson getting the ball inside there.
Yeah, that was Ayanna Hasted passing the ball inside there, wasn't it? And I was actually got a hand on it, it looks like.
It was a very close play.
And Haley kind of took control and turned around, shot it. Free throw, missed. And the Lancers knocked the ball. It's going to be Dawson-Boyd basketball. Boy, Dreesen and Fubson fighting for the ball, lost it out of bounds. 31-23, Canby. Oh. Hasted lobs it in over the head of a teammate, and here goes Dreesen in for the easy layup for Canby.
Another tough turnover there for Dawson.
Blackjacks on the with the possession. Alyssa lines up for a three-pointer. Good. You can't leave Alyssa Swazinski that wide open. She took her time and dropped the three. First points for Swazinski in the ballgame. And a block by Swazinski and Anderson. 33-26. Here come the Blackjacks. Essling bounces into Hasted. Ayanna goes in the paint, loses the ball. And we got a jump ball tied up with Ella Thubson. Here comes Stratmon in for Taylen Jorgensen. 33-26, Canby. Hasted inbounds it. Bad pass there. And then tipped and knocked away there by Cockleman. Cockleman stole the ball. Canby with the basketball. Another turnover there by Dawson.
Yep, and on an inbounds play, too.
33-26. Dreesen in the corner to Cockleman. Now to number 10, Josie Frank. Cockleman in the baseline. Going to shoot a three-pointer off the iron. Call ball ricochets in the corner. And the ball's still on the floor. And finally, Haley Anderson picks it up. Gives it to Alyssa. Swazinski runs the ball down the floor to Essling. Allie goes to the basket. She's fouled. And that'll put Allie Essling to the free throw line.
Great job by Dawson pushing up the floor there.
Allie Essling had 14 points in the first half. She has yet to score here in the second half, but she's at the free throw line. 33-26, Canby, and the free throw is missed. Both teams, what are the records of the teams again, Mitchell?
Canby came in with a 5-7 record, and Dawson came in with a 4-9 record.
Allie Essling's second free throw is good. Gives her 15 points, 33-27. Blackjacks keeping it close.
Yep.
Oh, long three-pointer by Nelson. That missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Blackjack basketball. Blackjacks have not led in the basketball game.
We'll see how Dawson handles this full-court press here.
And not very well. Essling just threw the ball over Stratmon's head out of bounds. Turnover.
Turnovers have really hurt the Blackjacks here tonight.
Lancers inbound the ball. Cockman is thinking about launching one from half court. And now Nelson blocked by Hasted. I tell you, Adam's got to be the one of the best defensive players. And Hasted got a hand on that. Essling has it. Now back to Hasted. Hasted keeps the ball. Ayanna kicks it out to Swazinski. Alyssa in the paint, and she's fouled. Swazinski's fouled. How about Ayanna Hasted defensively?
She's been playing really great defensively here tonight. A lot of quick hands getting in there and disrupting the passing lane.
She it seems like she anticipates the pass or anticipates what's going to happen. Hasted will get the ball underneath the Blackjack basket. They're down 33-27. They throw it into Essling. And, ooh, quick hands there by Josie Frank or Canby. And Blackjacks will get the ball. Referee Wayne Hennon. Hands Hasted the ball. Hasted, another bad pass there. Frank picks it off. Here's Canby. Cockleman goes to the basket, lays it up short. Rebounded by Swazinski, gives it over to Essling. Essling's going 1-on-3 here, goes by him and puts a layup up off the glass. It's no good. Rebounded by Emily Nelson of the Canby Lancers. Essling didn't care if there's three blue jerseys in front of her or not. She just went right by him. 33-27, Canby. E-squad tonight. Canby won 28-23. And there goes number 10 to the basket. She lays it up and in. And that was Josie Frank. She's got 4 points in the game for the Canby Lancers. 25-27, Canby. S-Lane for three, and that's too hard. And fighting for the rebound in for Dawson Boyd is Olivia S-Lane, a ninth grader. She grabbed the rebound. Was that a tie ball there, Mitchell?
Yep, that was a tie ball between S-Lane and number five of Dawson, Addison Dreesen.
All right. 35-27. Canby leading. They have the ball. In the corner is Thompson. She was thinking about shooting the three. Now pulls it down. Dawson Boyd remains in their zone defense. Emily Hanson. Oh, there's Hassett almost stole the ball again. Frank goes, dribbles in the corner. Shot clock at 10 seconds. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Good defense by Dawson Boyd. Cockerman. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Here's a shot put up by Thompson. No good. And the shot clock goes off.
That was a great defensive possession there by Dawson.
12 minutes, 36 seconds to play in this basketball game, Camden Conference game. 35-27. Here's Stratmon into the game now over to Jorgens. Hasted, Esling. Back to Hasted. Hasted for three. Good! Anna Hasted hit the three-pointer. Big basket for Dawson Boyd, huh?
Yep, that was a real clutch basket that cut the lead to five.
35-30, Canby. 12-10 to play. And the Blackjacks find the lead here, and a three-pointer from the corner by Danielson goes out of bounds. Dawson Boyd basketball, they can cut into this five-point lead. See what the Blackjacks... Well, 12 minutes exactly to play in the game. A lot of time left, but this is every possession now here is important for the Blackjacks. Got to take care of the ball. Jorgens, Stratmon, Claire wanted to shoot a three. Esling will shoot the three. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Rachel Jorgens, shoots, and she's fouled. Ball didn't go in. I think Rachel Jorgens will go to the free throw line. No, no free throws. Wasn't she in the act of shooting?
It looked like it was a close call.
Yeah. Hasted will inbound the ball. Lobs it into Stratmon. Top of the key to Esling. 35-30, Canby. Boy, Dawson scores here. Hasted drives to the basket, baseline. Here's Esling for three. Short. Stratmon with the rebound, and Claire puts the shot up. That won't go. Here's Josie Frank, off and running for Canby. Going coast to coast. Lays it up and in, and she's fouled. Holy cow. What a play by Josie Frank.
Great job getting the rebound and getting off and running down the court to get a fast break going.
I wonder if she's in track, because she went down the court flying. Who was that foul on?
Number three. Olivia Esling.
Frank at the free throw line, and she makes it a three-point play. 7 points for Frank. That was a big, big basket there. 38-30 now. Canby. Esling. Double team out to Jorgens. Kicks it to Stratmon. Claire drives by, nails it in to Haley Anderson. Haley shot is up and in. Haley Anderson with 6 points. 38-32, Canby. Dawson's just hanging around, aren't they?
Yep, they're a very competitive team.
Emily Nelson, almost lost the ball out of bounds right in front of her own bench. 6 point lead for the Lancers, 10:40 to play. Here's a shot from the baseline by Thuslin, no good. Rebounded by Anderson, and a fast break here for Dawson Boyd. Allie Esling goes in for the layup, missed the layup. And then Anderson will foul. Boy, that was an easy basket there for...
That was a tough miss for Dawson there.
Esling and Anderson going to come out and get a break. I think that was the third personal foul on Haley Anderson. 38-32, Canby. Here's the Lancers with the ball, and Hasted again. And Hasted forced a turnover. It goes out of bounds. Boy, I said Ayanna's a great defensive player. She is.
She's been playing real great on the defensive side of the ball this entire game.
She just disrupts things, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. Large part of why Dawson is still in this game.
38-32 Canby. Man-to-man defense here, or woman-to-woman defense by the Lancers. Swazinski behind the back, pass to herself. Oh, my goodness, Alyssa Swazinski pulling out the tricks there. Here's Taylen Jorgensen, turnaround shot, no good. Ball goes off somebody's foot, it goes off Canby. And Dawson keeps the ball underneath their basket. We're under 10 minutes to go in the ball game. 38-32 Canby. Hasted gets the ball from referee Wayne Hennon. Swazinski, Stratmon. Here, Hasted on the baseline. Hanna drives to the basket, kicks it out to Taylen. Now Swazinski, Stratmon, top of the key. Drives, puts up a jump shot. Good. Claire Stratmon. Fighting the shot clock there, wasn't she?
Yep, got real close there.
5 points for the eighth grader, Claire Stratmon. Folks, this is the closest the Blackjacks been in a while. 38-34. Ball's tied up underneath. Jump ball.
There's Ayanna Hasted once again.
Is that Ayanna in there?
Yep.
Wow. Well, hey, the Blackjacks are down by 4 points. And they have the ball with 9:15 to play in the ball game. Stratmon outside the three-point arc. Hasted drives in the paint. Back out to Stratmon. Swazinski's going to launch a three. No good. Hit, gets her own rebound, puts the shot up. No good. Taylen Jorgensen gets the rebound. Her shot won't fall. Oh, my. Three good chances there for Dawson Boyd to score, and they couldn't get it done. Canby with the ball, and now a whistle. What do we got? What happened there?
Looked like a push.
Foul on number 22 of the Blackjacks, Rachel Jorgens. Taylen Jorgensen comes out. Haley Anderson in. Canby inbounds the ball from their own basket. Here's a three-pointer by Canby's Ava Danielson. Danielson with a three-pointer. Wow. 41-34, and now knocking the ball out of bounds is Josie Frank. 9 points for Danielson. Now she was left wide open at the top of the key there.
Yep, a little bit of a defensive lapse by Dobson there.
41-34, Canby. 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Stratmon wide open for three. It's gone. Boy, can she shoot the basketball.
Great answer by Dawson there.
Claire Stratmon, 8 points. 41-37. Canby. Frank drives to the basket. Up, shot up. No good. Rebound, Lancers. Got a foul on Dawson Boyd going for the rebound. Game's getting interesting now. Canby will inbound the ball. Josie Frank gets the basket. Cockleman. Frank in the corner. Cockleman. Back to Frank. Frank drives baseline. One-handed shot over the net. No good. And picked up by Alyssa Swazinski. 41-37. Three-pointer here. We'll cut it to one. Dawson Boyd passing the ball around the perimeter. Pass it. Swazinski, short shot, no good. Dawson Boyd, or Canby, gets the basketball. Here come the Lancers up the floor. Thompson to Frank. Top of the key to Cockleman. Right wing. Now here's a shot from the baseline. No good. Rebounded by Haley. Boy, Anderson's doing a nice job on the boards here in the second half.
Seems like the defensive intensity is picked up by Dawson here.
41-37. Same thing can probably be said for the Canby defense in their zone here now. They switched up the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Essling will go to the basket, banks it in, no good. Anderson with the rebound, shot up, no good, and we got a foul. This might be on Haley Anderson over the back, and it would be her fourth. It is. So Haley Anderson just picked up her fourth personal foul with 6:57 to play. She's going to come out of the game. And Olivia Essling, a ninth grader, back in for Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks have had the opportunities, you know, when they cut it to three or whatever, just can't get a basket. 41-37. 6:46 to go. A long three-pointer by Cambies. Verhulst in the corner. No good. Picked up by Dawson Boyd. Here come the Blackjacks. Down by four. Stratmon. Swazinski, Stratmon. There's two good three-point shooters there for Dawson Boyd. Inside to Essling. This is Olivia. Olivia's shot no good. Picked up by Allie. Her shot no good. Stratmon with the rebound. Her shot no good. Hasted gets the ball. Her shot no good. And Ayanna Hasted is fouled.
There's three offensive rebounds. Great job by Dawson attacking the glass there.
They kept grabbing them offensive rebounds. And here's Ayanna Hasted. She'll shoot two. Fifth team foul for Camby. Important free throws here. Hasted's free throw's good. 41-38. Timeout on the floor. 6:14 to play. Camby 41, Dawson Boyd 38. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, timeout's over. Ayanna Hasted at the free throw line. Her second free throw is good. Folks, we got a basketball game with 6:14 to play. Camby leading 41-39. Here we go. Turn your radios up. Camby with the ball. Shot up and in the paint. Ava Dan. 11 points for Danielson. 43-39. Every time Dawson gets closer, Camby always has an answer.
Yep, Camby's done a great job answering every time Dawson goes on a little stretch.
Here's Swazinski. Top of the key to Hasted. Essling for three. Off the rim, no good. Bounces out to the free throw line. Cockleman picks it up. Cockleman going down the floor. Layup. Missed the layup. Fighting for the rebound. Essling has it. She's triple team. Essling dribbles out of there. Here's a 3-on-1 for Dawson Boyd. Down the shot. Scores! Number 32, Olivia Essling. Essling's get it done there.
Great job by Dawson getting out in transition, taking advantage of the fast break opportunity.
It's a two-point lead for Camby, 43-41. Camby with the possession. A lot of time left, 5:04 to play in the ballgame, 43-41 Camby.
Dawson fans really turning up the heat, trying to make it difficult for Camby on offense.
Dawson Boyd, boys basketball team, I think the whole basketball team's here tonight.
Yep, great student section by Dawson here tonight.
And we got a foul on Dawson Boyd. Hasted her first. Essling's going to get a break. Allie Essling. In is Rachel Jorgens. Camby will get the ball underneath their basket. They throw it in. Here's a three-pointer there by Cockleman. No good. Rebounded by Nelson. Camby keeps the possession. Here's a three-pointer by Cockleman. Boy, ice in her veins there. Brent Cockleman with a second three-pointer. 46-41. Big three-pointer there by Cockleman. Now Cockleman steals the ball. She's going in for the layup and makes it. Wow, big turnaround there. Coach Rachel Hawkinson not a happy camper. They had Blackjacks that cut it to two. Now it's seven.
Cockman with a great five-point stretch there with the three, the defensive steal, and then the fast break layup.
All right, we'll keep it right here. They just quickly called a 30-second timeout. Boy, Blackjacks have cut it to two. Give Camby credit there. Wow. Hey, I just want to mention Dawson Boyd's National Honor Society will be collecting food for the Dawson Food Shelf at the boys' basketball game versus Canby on February 1st. It's also autograph night, so let's pack the Dawson gym February 1st, Dawson, Boyd, and Canby, and Mitch and I will be there broadcasting the game and bring a can, collecting food February 1st. We'll have to do that. We'll have to bring a couple cans. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Your thoughts so far on the game, Mitch?
Very competitive game. Canby's done a nice job of preventing Dawson from stringing together baskets in the second half here.
Timeout's over. 48-41 Canby. Just like that, Cockleman kind of opened it up when the Blackjacks had cut it to two. All right, here we go, folks. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Each possession is very important now. And Cockleman almost stole the ball. Bryn Cockleman is making a big difference in this game right now. Hasted will inbound the ball for Dawson Boyd in front of the Dawson Boyd fans. And we are ready. Hasted. Set the inbound. It's Blackjack down by seven. To get it in the corner to Stratmore. Back to Hasted. Top of the key to Swadinsky. Back to Hasted. Hasted dribbles the ball at the free throw line. Kicks it in the corner to Alyssa. Three-pointer good! Alyssa Swadinsky with a three. Her second three of the game. She's got 6 points. 48-44 Canby. Here's the Lancers, and they turn the ball over. The ball's on the floor. Swadinsky and Dreesen tie the ball up. Possessors.
Once again, that pass, Ted, getting her hands in the passing lane, knocking the ball loose.
Essling comes back into the game. Jorgens out. Canby has the basketball underneath their basket. They lead by 4 points, 48-44. They pass the ball into Cockleman. Cockleman dribbles out. Now the top of the key, swing it to Nelson. Here's Dreesen, drives to the basket, puts up a short jumper, no good. Swadinsky with the rebound. Here comes Alyssa. She's across midcourt, and she'll pull up. Here's Essling for three from the top of the key and way short, missed everything. Stratmoon trying to save it from out of bounds. Well, the Blackjacks have had opportunities, haven't they?
Yep, just not quite able to take advantage of them quite yet.
Can't get over that hump.
Nope.
They have not led the whole game. They came close a couple minutes ago. Down by two. Canby with the possession. 4 point lead, 48-44. Paul Ramo and Mitchell Silty here in Canby tonight. Looks like this one's coming down to the wire. 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Danielson, Cockleman. Over to Dreesen. Dreesen being guarded by Hasted. Dreesen goes to the basket. And we're going to have a foul on Haley Anderson, and I think Haley just fouled out of the game. She did.
Yeah.
Haley said, that was a clean block.
Be a tough loss for Dawson here. She's been great on the rebounding game for them.
All right. Haley Anderson has fouled out of the game. She's on the bench. Olivia Essling, a 5'10 freshman in. At the free throw line for Canby is Addie Dreesen. Her free throw's missed. 2 minutes, 46 seconds to go. 48-44. Canby by 4 points. Dreesen, second free throw. No good. Rebounded. We got a whistle. Foul on Canby. How many team fouls is that? That's their seventh or sixth?
There's six.
So the next foul, Dawson Boyd will go to the line. Well, here's a big possession here, Mitchell, for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks.
Yeah, we'll see if Dawson can cut it to two or even 1 point here.
48-44. Stratmoan, top of the key. Claire being guarded by Cockleman. Hasted. Cockleman almost stole the ball. Got it to Essling. Swadinsky now. Stratmoan. Hasted. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Essling's got to let one fly. She does. Missed everything. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Canby. So Dawson gets the ball underneath their basket.
Only 2 seconds left on the shot clock for Dawson.
Oh, good point. Put the shot out. Look at that. Hesta gets the ball. And in the Szczesny, quick shot by Alyssa. No good. Rebounded by Emily Nelson. Nelson. Here's Cockleman for three. She's left wide open. Boom. Bryn Cockleman is having a second half.
Yeah, Cockleman's been real big for Canby coming down the stretch here.
51-44. Stratmon for three. That won't go. A minute 45 to play. 51-44 Canby. Nelson with the ball. Here's Dreesen. She's followed by Stratmon.
I think we got a timeout by Canby instead here.
All right, we'll take a quick break. 51-44, Canby leading Dawson Boyd. 1:36 left to play in the game. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Nelson and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson and Stoltz, attorneys in Madison, wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates. Shannon, 507-920-8453. 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
All right, we're back. Paul Raymond, Mitchell, Silty here in Canby tonight. Camden Conference Girls Basketball. 1 minute, 36 seconds left in the ball game. 51-44 Canby. Mitchell?
Yep. Canby's done a nice job of preventing Dawson from going on a run to tie or take the lead here down the stretch.
I was just looking at the scorebook here. Emily Nelson had 11 points in the first half for Canby. She has not scored at all in the second half. And the same with Allison Essling. Essling had 14 points for Dawson in the first half, and Allison only has a free throw here in the second half. All right, Canby with the ball. 1:35 to play. They get it in play. Cockleman gets it, and a quick foul by Halstead. That's his eighth team foul for the Blackjacks.
Free throws for Canby here.
And Bryn Cockleman will go to the free throw line, the sophomore. What a second half she's had. And the free throw on its way, and it rattles in and out, no good. Halstead with the rebound. Gives it over to Essling. Well, the Blackjacks down by six. Essling falls down. She's hurt. And now the referees are going to blow the whistle. Oh, Stratmon made a three-pointer. The whistle had blown before Stratmon.
That's real tough.
What happened there?
It looked like an injury, and right before Stratmon shot the ball, the refs blew the play dead. And real tough for Dawson right there.
Yeah, and Allie Essling fell down. She stayed on the floor. Now she got up just after the whistle blew, right?
Yep, got up and checked out of the game. So
yeah, so Allie Essling's out of the game with a minute 23 to go. I'm not sure what her injury is. Stratmon from the corner, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Szczesny, and it's blocked by Camby's number 21. That's Danielson. Danielson goes to the basket and shoots it over the rim, but she's fouled. A lot of contact going on there.
I got very physical here down the stretch.
That was unfortunate with Stratmon making the three-pointer just after the whistle by the referee.
Yeah, that could have cut it down to 4 points for Dawson.
All right, we've got another timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout, so we'll take a break. 51-44 Canby with 1:11 to play. We'll be right back.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, 51-44, timeouts over. Camby leading Dawson Boys with a minute 11 to go. Emily Verhelst is at the free throw line for Camby. Free throw's up and no good. Rebound by Hasted. The Blackjacks have some work to do with 1:08 on the clock. Stratmone drives baseline, gets it over Eslane, shot up, no good. Rebounded by Nelson. And she's fouled quickly there by Jorgens, I believe, and will go down the other end and shoot some free throws. 59 seconds left in the ball game. Neon Needles post-game show coming up. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and an Egg Plus cooperative play of the game. Emily Nelson at the free throw line. Emily had 11 points in the first half. She had not scored here in the second half, and she missed her free throw.
I think that's the fifth free throw missed in a row here by Camby down the stretch, letting Dawson stick around.
Second free throw by Nelson is up and no good. Rebound, another rebound by Hasted. Here come the Blackjacks, Jorgens, the Stratmone. They have some work to do. Here's Swazinski for three, no good. Falls out at the free throw line. Look at Hasted go after the rebound. She collides with Dreesen. Boy, Hannah Hasted is one tough cookie. Isn't she?
Yeah, she's really played
just aggressive.
Real great tonight. Looks like she got called for the foul there on
called.
The rebound.
Oh, and the Dawson Boys fans go, what? So, number five, Dreesen will be at the line. Free throws up and good by Dreesen. Number five. Yeah, Addie Dreesen. 7 points. She'll make it eight, and she missed it. Missed the free throw. Dawson Boyd's got to shoot some threes here. They're down 52-44. Here's Swazinski. Hasted. Swazinski. Swazinski drives. Hasted puts up a three. She's fouled shooting a three. The shot is no good, but Ayanna Hasted with 34 seconds to play in the game. That's what you want to do, right?
That's real tough for Camby. The last thing you want to do is foul him shooting a three-pointer down the stretch here.
That means the clock is stopped. Advantage Dawson, and they get three free throws here. Hasted, free throws up and nothing but net for Ayanna. What a game she's played. Ayanna Hasted, 8 points. I'm more thinking on the defensive side for Ayanna. Second free throw. She gets three free throws here. And that's good. I think she's practiced free throws.
Yep. Looks real calm on the free throw line right
and
now.
And it's 52-46. Here's Ayanna Hasted's third free throw. And she made all three of them. How about that? 10 points. Camby inbounds at 30 seconds to go. Blackjack's going to have to foul, and they foul Cockleman. 30 seconds left in the game. 52-47. Camby leading. Hasted made all three free throws. Good for her, huh?
Yeah, it was a real nice job by Hasted knocking down those big free throws.
Jorgens comes out, Taylen Jorgensen in for Dawson Boyd. At the free throw line is Cockleman. Free throws, nothing but net. Man, she makes that look easy.
Yep, she's been real big for Camby down the stretch here.
She leads all scorers with 15 points. Second free throw by Cockleman. That's good also. 16 points for Bryn Cockleman. 54-47. 26 seconds left. Blackjack's got to shoot the ball. 54-27. Hasted goes to the basket. Stratmone keeps it, and
looks like Claire was out of bounds there.
Claire stepped out of bounds. 17 seconds to place. Camby leading 54-47. They have the ball. Blackjacks have to try to steal it or foul right away, and they do. And that'll put Nelson, the ninth grader, to the free throw line.
Let's see if she can knock down these free throws just like Bryn did.
Go to the other end, shoot some free throws. And the freshman, Ava Danielson, she has 11 points here in the game. And she's going to shoot some free throws here. And it's good. 12 points for Danielson. 55-47. We have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Second free throw by Danielson. On its way, nothing but net. 56-47. Here's Stratmon in the corner for three. Over the rim, no good. 10 seconds to go. And Camby is going to bring the ball on the floor. And Swedinski fouls her with 4 seconds left. And that's going to put number 10, Josie Frank, to the line. And it looks like the Lancers will pick up a win here tonight over the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. It's been a battle, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a real close game.
Free throws by Frank is good. She has 8 points. Second free throw here, making it 57. Oh, free throws missed. Rebounded there by Eslane. Here's Sosinski. Throws it down, and there's your buzzer. It's a 10-point win for the Camby Lancers. 57-47 is the score here in Camby tonight. Lancers over to Blackjacks by 10. We'll take a commercial break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with a hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you to take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1980, Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to the Neon Needles postgame show, everyone. Paul Ramo here for 292 Sports, your final score. Canby Lancers 57, Dawson Boyd 47. We'll get to the stats here in a little bit, but I have Dawson Boyd Blackjack head coach Rachel Hawkinson with me. And Rachel, you just come out of the locker room. What you tell your girls?
You know, that's always a tough one. I said, I'm proud of you guys for fighting every possession. I said, a few years ago for Dawson Boyd girls basketball program, you know, we couldn't even compete. We wouldn't be in these close game situations. So I'm proud of them for being able to compete with other teams and stick with them. The tough thing is our own errors. You know, we chip away, we get within two, and fall back. And silly passes, turnovers, their press break was tough on us.
Yeah.
Or their press was tough on us. So.
Yeah, I think the people listening to the broadcast, Mitchell and I don't know how many times we said, they cut it to three, they cut it to four, and they just couldn't get over that hump, take that next step.
Yeah, so. A big thing for us is consistency,
you
know. Like I said, we chip away, and just trying to keep those energy levels up. Shooting, you know, that's kind of been a struggle for us for percentage-wise.
Yeah.
They stayed zone on us. They kept the press on. And those are two things that we need to keep working at.
A couple of notes that I wrote down, and Mitchell alluded to a lot. The aggressiveness of Ayanna Hasted's defense tonight was unreal.
Oh, yeah.
How many turnovers? She just disrupts everything.
Oh, yeah. She's got sticky fingers, you know. And, she's got this wide wingspan, you know. You see it in volleyball, too. And she's got the right mindset. She sees what people do. She's smart.
Yep.
And she makes them pay, you know. She'll anticipate and jump at the next time.
Anticipate. That's exactly what I said in the broadcast. Anna, her anticipation is incredible.
Yes. Yeah. So. And if I say, get up, get a steal, anticipate, boom, next time down.
Yep.
That's what she does.
Yeah, she ended up with 10 points. She went to the free throw a lot in the second half.
Yeah, and, you know, she is at the top of our free throw shooting for our team.
Okay.
That's what I tell her. You know, if your shooting isn't great for the night, get to the line because that's where you're going to make them pay.
Okay. Well, what's up next for the Blackjacks?
Well, let's see. So we got the weekend and then McCray next Tuesday.
Okay.
And then KMS half. With some of these conference matches.
The second round on the north half?
Yep.
You played each team in the north twice?
Yes. Yeah.
So you haven't done that yet?
Not yet. Started. So we're just starting now with McCray next Tuesday.
Okay. And then sections is right around the corner already.
It's crazy. Time flies when you're having fun.
All right, Rachel. Well, I appreciate your time coming up and visiting with us. And, keep it going.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you guys covering us.
All right. Rachel Hawkinson, head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Let's go through the scoring. Coach Jeff Dozen will be coming up here shortly. For Dawson Boyd, Anna Hasted led the Blackjacks in scoring tonight with 10 points. She just had two free throws in the first half, Mitchell.
Yep, she did a real nice job there in the second half, taking over and scoring for her team.
And she had a good number of rebounds too, Hasted, I believe.
I got her down for 12 rebounds in this game.
Wow, 10 points, 12 rebounds for Hasted. Nice job. Haley Anderson with 6 points. Swazinski with 6 points. Helly Essling had 14 points in the first half and just a free throw in the second half. I'm not sure what Camby did different there. But
they're able to contain her drives and just force her out and pass the ball.
Claire Stratmon, 8 points for Stratmon. And Olivia Esslane with a bucket. So that's your scoring for Dawson Boyd for the Canby Lancers tonight. Emily Nelson had 11 points in the first half for Canby and did not score in the second half at all.
She was real quiet there towards the end of the first half and just couldn't seem to get it going there in the second half.
And just the opposite for Bryn Cockerman. Bryn only had 3 points in the first half, and she ends up with, 16 points overall. And she had 3 three-pointers in the game, but it was her defense too, wasn't it?
Yep, and there was a stretch down in the second half where she made a three-pointer and then on the defensive possession got a steal and went and got a fast break layup, which kind of put the game into Canby's control.
Ava Danielson with 13 points. Addie Dreesen with 7. Josie Frank with 8. Ella Thubson with 3 points tonight. So that's your scoring for the Canby Lancers. Once again, they win it 57-47. And we're going to do Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. Or do you got some more stats there?
Just for rebounds, the leader for Dawson, I have Ayanna Hassid with 12 rebounds leading her team. And then for Canby, I have Emily Nelson with 7, and then Ava Danielson with 7 as well, leading their team in rebounds too.
Okay, so Danielson, 13 points and how many rebounds that you have?
Roughly? I got her down for 7, roughly.
Okay. All right, nice job by that. And let's go Egg Plus Cooperative Play of the Game.
I think for the play of the game, you got to give it to Bryn Cockleman when she made her three-pointer. The Canby was up by 2, and she made that 3 to pump it up to 5, and then she got a steal and got a fast break layup, which pushed it up to 7, and then Canby was able to finish it out from there.
All right. Yeah, so that was our Egg Plus cooperative play of the game, and that was kind of a big series there. For Canby. Mention that again, the Egg Plus cooperative play of the game.
Yes, there was a three-pointer by Bryn Cockleman with Canby only up 2, which pushed their lead to 5, and then on the defensive end after that, she got a steal and went down and got a fast break layup to push it up to 7, and that really kind of sealed the game for Canby from there.
Okay, and so we'll talk about our Neonito Subway player game in a little bit. We've got Canby head coach Jeff Thuzen joining us on the Neonito post game show. Congratulations. Point win for you tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it was a lot closer than that.
Well, I got 57-47. In my math, it says 10, I think.
Yeah, it didn't feel like it.
Yeah, Coach Rachel Hawkinson was just up here, you know. Man, she said we just couldn't get over the hump. We cut it to 4-3-2 and just couldn't get that last one. So
yeah, they're a good group of kids, and they leave it all on the floor, that's for sure. That was impressive.
Yeah.
She's done a really nice job of building that.
Yep. Yeah, talk about the game. Overall impressions of the game tonight.
I thought we played we were really streaky. We had streaks where we played really well offensively and defensively, and then we had some stretches in the first half where defensively it just looked like we were running all over the place, not knowing who was matched up with who. You know, again, they're starting to figure things out. They've been playing well. I wish they'd made some more free throws down the stretch. That'd be the only downside. Otherwise, they did a nice job getting that lead up to 7 and hovering around there.
Well, I thought your two players tonight, Mitch and I, are having a hard time naming a Neon Needles player of the game because, you know, we thought Ava Danielson played a great second half, as did Conkleman. So we're up in the air on this one.
Yep.
Talk about them two girls.
It was nice to see Bryn knock down some outside shots. She's kind of been struggling from the outside, which has also taught her she's got to be aggressive, get to the rim. And, you know, the ball's in her hands a lot. She plays really well. She plays hard, plays good defense. I like that she's reading those passing lanes in that defense we're playing, which is a huge part of being successful when we're this small, is they got to create some offense off their defense. And Ava, you know, she's only a freshman, first year on varsity, and she stepped in and done well. She's a great rebounder, too.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we gave Bryn a player of the game a couple weeks ago. She deserves it tonight, but I'm going to go with Danielson. Is that okay with you?
Sounds good to me. If you want me to grab her, I will.
Yeah, but Yeah, if she's still on the floor here, we'd love that.
And
we can talk to her, too, if she has a time. But what's up next for the Lancers?
We actually go to White, South Dakota on Saturday and play Dubrook.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. We play at 5 o'clock, so they'll have plenty of time to rest Saturday morning.
All right. So always fun to come over here and broadcast Lancer basketball.
Yeah. Sorry you couldn't see DeLon.
Yeah. Nicole did a great job.
Yes, she did.
She loves doing that.
Yep.
Yeah, if you can find Ava, that'd be great.
Yep, and I'll go grab her right now for you.
All right. Thanks Jeff.
Paul.
Yep. Jeff Dovzin, head coach of the Canby Lancers. And we'll talk with Ava Danielson, our Neon Needles player of the game. But that was my choice. Mitch?
Yeah, I think she deserves it. I got her. She contributed nicely for her team today. And for if it's her first time on varsity this year, she didn't seem like it affected her very much. She played very well. Helped tied for the lead in her team with rebounds and was one of the top scorers for her team. So, I feel like she'd be a great choice for player of the game.
All right, let's go with some other scores. We'll talk with Ava here in a little bit. Some other scores in the Camden Conference. Central Minnesota Christian beat Lakeview 47-39. Redwood Valley 72. Tracy Milroy Ballatin 40. Benson beat Yellow Medicine East tonight 59-42. Let's take a look at boys basketball scores in the Camden Conference. Central Minnesota Christian beat the Minneota Vikings in Minneota tonight 65-52. Tracy Milroy Ballatin beat a very good, kind of a upset here, I think. TMB 77, KMS 71. RTR beat Hare and Lake Oak 246. And Ortonville beat Yellow Messinese 64-52. That in boys basketball. And here's our Neon Needle Subway player of the game. She's a ninth grader, Ava Danielson. Hi, Ava.
Hi, Paul.
Great game tonight.
Well, thank you.
We bragged about you quite a bit there. Talk about the basketball game with Dawson Boyd.
It was a very physical game, but I'm glad that we were able to pull it out in the end, that we just were able to match their intensity and just pull it out.
Yep.
So that was a good ending.
You hit a three-pointer in the second half, and I told Mitch, I said, did you see the form on that three-pointer? You like shooting threes?
They're okay, I guess.
Yeah.
I like to drive, too.
Should shoot more.
I'm pretty flexible with it, I guess.
Yeah. Talk about your second half. You had 6 points in the first half. You ended up with 13 points. And how many rebounds do you think she had?
I got her down for about seven.
Okay, seven rebounds. So, that's all right?
I guess so.
I'm having fun this year playing basketball.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. The team is really close together, and we're all really bonded, and everyone just gets along, and I feel like we're all connected, and that just makes it a good team and a good game in the end.
That's right. Well said. So you got a good locker room this year, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're only in ninth grade. You got a young team. Talk about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We have one senior, Kaylee Verhelst. She's very supportive. She's one of our biggest supporters in the team. She's truly amazing. And we have two juniors. That's Josie and Audrey. Those two are also very supportive and nice to everyone, which is also really good. And we have about four or five sophomores, I believe. So they're all really good and athletic, and they're also so supportive of everybody.
Okay.
It's very appreciative of it.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win tonight over Dawson Boyd. And you played a great game, and you're a Neon Needles Subway player of the game. You get a Neon Needles T-shirt, so hang around here, okay?
Okay, well, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, just hang on. Keep the headset on. Don't go away.
Okay.
And Mitch, got anything else to add to the game?
Nope, I think that pretty much sums it up, Paul.
Okay, what's our next broadcast?
Our next broadcast will be tomorrow night, as Paul and I will be in Minneota for the Lacqua Valley Minneota girls basketball game.
That's a tip-off at 7:30 tomorrow night.
Yep.
We're in Minneota just the other day, weren't we?
Yep, last week for the Dawson game.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. So we'll be in Minneota tomorrow night. Tune in for that right here on Q92. I want to thank our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school basketball here on Q92 tonight, and the Mike Meyer working the board. Thanks, Mitch, for putting on the headset again.
Yep, thanks, Paul. It was a lot of fun.
All right, once again, your final score here in Camby, the Lancers, 57, Dawson Boyd, 47. And thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Texan, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic,